One.
Yeah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Your boys are back again. What up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what up, what up? Yeah, so season two. Episode 2. We're still on our summer break. Yeah, we're still on summer break, so we're not going to bombard you guys with a bunch of stuff, but we do have a good episode planned for you today. You know, in the middle of July, you know, we just got done celebrating the 4th of July, and we'll try to keep it football-centric as much as possible, because there's not much news going on.
Yeah, there's really not a lot going on, but I do want to plug our friends at Bubba's 33, because they've invited us back, so that's where we're recording here tonight, and, you know, we hope to do a lot of recordings here, you know, as we get close to the football season. And into football season. You know, we're obviously not doing a ton of episodes right now just because of the lack of really just stuff happening, and, you know. But, you know, there are some things that we want to address, and you know, we'll get to some of that. But, you know, I want to just start off by, you know, really just sharing some thoughts about Buddy Ryan. And as everyone probably knows at this point, passed away at 84 years old. And it was definitely a very sad day for Chicago Bears fans. And I know that we get a lot of flack for the 85 Bears, and where are we going to let that go? And, oh, you haven't won since 85. But, you know, I think Steve McMichael said it best on one of his radio shows was, the reason why the Bears didn't win any more than that one Super Bowl in 85 was Buddy left. And I think a lot of people forget that the beginning of season, right before the Super Bowl, like literally his last speech before the Super Bowl game that they played against the Patriots, that they demolished them. And Buddy told all the players that he was leaving. He took the Philadelphia job. So they hear that and they go and play. And if you haven't checked out the 30 for 30 on the 85 Bears,
it's on Netflix now.
It is on Netflix. Please check it out, because it is awesome. It is not what I expected it to be, quite honestly, because it was very Buddy-centric, which was awesome. But, you know, I was pretty young when that Super Bowl. In fact, I wasn't even in the country
when they won that Super Bowl.
So for me, it was very, very cool to see how these players just loved Buddy. And
that was great. Yeah, like, they did it so well.
It was awesome.
The best part about it, that whole thing, was Singletary talking to him.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he's obviously always going to be remembered for, you know, the defenses that he brought. He changed the game. He absolutely changed the game when it comes to defense. And I will argue that there's never been and never will be a better defense than that team. I know that there's always going to be comparisons, but that conversation is always going to be there. So wanted to give our shout out before we get into some fun and get into some things, but I definitely wanted to acknowledge the passing of Buddy. And, you know, rest in peace, man.
All right, so we're still on summer break. We're a long way away from football. We're only about 60 days left. 60-some-odd days left.
When's the whole thing game?
August 7th is our unofficial start of football season.
And the Colts are playing that
for
game.
The NFL football season, I should say.
Right?
Yeah, we are. We're playing Green Bay.
Hey, Beth, can we take a road trip?
Seriously.
Can we take a road trip?
That's adorable.
But, Jim, let's just go through real quick and talk about some of these games, because this is something for you guys to think about while you're, you know, out working and doing whatever, doing a yard or whatever. Some games that you can look forward to, something that we just skimmed over the schedule real quick just to see what's going on each week.
And we're not giving you picks or anything like that. We're just games that we're very preliminary excited about.
Exactly. Yep. So week one, we have a kickoff game is Carolina at Denver.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing in that game, Steve, is
no Josh Norman.
Well, no Josh Norman, but Denver.
Exactly.
What's up? Right, Peyton's gone. Do you have a quarterback yet? Is it Dirty Sanchez?
Yep.
I really hope it's not Dirty Sanchez.
Mr. Butt.
But you know, they got the kid. Help me. Paxton
Lynch. Yep.
Kid out of Memphis. We'll see how that looks. You know, those games are always exciting.
Yeah.
Right.
So the other game that we picked out was New England at Arizona on Sunday Night Football.
And Arizona had a great year, obviously, last year, so we know about that.
Yep.
But the reason we brought up New England so early is Mr. Brady. Are you going to be playing or you're not? Again, here we go. And you know what, though? I want to comment on that very quickly, though. I'm super glad that the media outlets are not just talking about that constantly. Do you guys remember last summer? That's all they ever talked about. When they were talking about NFL, all they talked about was Brady missing four games, maybe missing four games. I will commend national media for keeping it away from it.
And the NFL for trying to keep it out of the spotlight as much as possible.
Exactly, because no one actually cares.
Other than
New England fans,
it was
and
terrible.
Maybe the people that hate them.
Last summer, it's all it was. The entire summer. Week two, we got Cincy at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Andy Dalton got hurt prematurely. We never got to see how he finally got to perform in the playoffs. All the media's loving him.
Yep.
You know, Pittsburgh, they're back, right? I mean, I feel like Pittsburgh's always in the mix no matter what. You know, so
and
yeah, that'll be a good game for
Andy
them.
Dalton's also been picked by a lot of ESPN guys for the comeback player of the year.
Right. All the ESPN guys, I don't know.
We'll see how it goes against Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Then we got Chicago at Philly.
So the reason I brought up Philly in this game.
Or Chicago
was,
versus Philly.
Yeah.
I don't know how
I wrote it down.
So.
Yeah, my bad. But the only reason I brought that up is just because I wanted to talk about Philly and just giving away everything. And I don't even know who's on their team anymore. And the Bears and Philly has always kind of been kind of a tough rivalry just between the fan base more than anything else because we're all pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to my Philly friends.
Week three. Here we go. Skins versus the Giants. Josh Norman.
Why is that important, Steve?
Odell Beckham Jr. I'm sorry.
Is that UFC 201?
Round
that
two.
That's going to be. I'm excited. That's probably the best storyline in the NFC East, at least, is Norman, Odell.
Twice a year
for a minute, because, you know, neither one of them are leaving. And they clearly don't like each other that much. So
that's going to be fun.
Fun to watch.
Then we have Denver versus Cincy that week. I know we're talking about Denver once again, but this could be
just a lot of questions.
Solidify. Yeah. I mean, this is two big AFC teams.
Could it also be the passing the guard?
Yeah,
you know, obviously, Cincinnati. Are they going to finally be able to kind of break through? So.
Yeah. A little bit early by week three, but you know, week four, we got the Colts going to London against the Jaguars. 9:30 a.m.
The only reason I wanted to talk about this was because we had a lot of buddies that are going to London. So shout out to you guys for doing it. And I think Jacksonville is a lot better team than people are going to give them credit for.
I agree.
And I think that game is going to be an early barometer of how the AFC South is going to go. But we'll see.
I do agree. Week five. It's our Super Bowl. The Princess Super Bowl that week.
Oh, boy.
Bears at the Colts.
Bears, Colts.
Remember, we don't know them when we're at the stadium.
All.
We don't know them.
I don't even know.
It's going to get ugly.
Something goes down.
It's going to get ugly.
Walk the opposite way and be like, I don't know that asshole.
Just check the news.
I need to change vacation days around or something because I know I'm not going to want to go to work the next day, but I'm super excited. We'll obviously be at that game.
Someone might end up in jail, but, you know, we'll talk about that later.
It's obviously so.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
As long as it's not me, we're good.
Week six, KC at Oakland. Two strong AFC teams.
An up-and-coming team, a surprising team every year, really, you know, with the Chiefs. Good rivalry game. Again, you know, I'm excited, and I think we're going to talk about the Raiders again. But
yeah.
Excited to see what they're going to do.
Chicago Super Bowl Week 7. Bears in Lambeau.
Yeah, that means we're just going to win, because that's what we do. But I'm glad it's early. I think it's a Thursday night game. You know, maybe we'll remember Thanksgiving last year, but we'll see how that goes.
And then we also have Brock Osweiler going back to Denver with his new teammate.
That'll be interesting.
The Texans.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting. I don't know if people in Denver fell in love with him or not, you know, but he did win some games when he was there.
He got fucking paid.
You know, he definitely got paid and said deuces. So I'm excited to see how he is going to look. Good or bad, because I don't really have an opinion about it either way.
He's got some good receiving core there, so. Week eight, Chicago versus Minnesota.
Yeah,
middle
so,
of season.
Yeah, this will be important for us, depending on how the game goes, or how the season is going at that point. I mean, we could be fourth in the division. You know, who knows? So
who knows? So week nine, I thought this was kind of interesting because we're playing the Packers in Lambeau. I don't know when the last time we actually played in Lambeau.
It had to have been Baltimore, right? It couldn't have been. I don't know if the Colts have gone up there.
It's been a while,
since they've been in Indy. That's another, hey, Beth, could we take a road trip? The only way you're going to get me to root for the Colts is take me to Lambeau when they're playing there.
All right, so week 10, we got Chicago and Tampa.
Yeah, so the only reason I brought this game up is because of Lovey. Rest in peace, but he's going to my alma mater.
Also, you got Jameis Winston's sophomore year.
We'll see what Tampa does. That could be a road trip game for us Bears fans. You guys want to go to Tampa and kick it for a weekend?
Hey, it'll be week 10. It'll be kind of chilly up here.
Yeah.
Week 11. All right, week 12. Thanksgiving is going to be exciting, dude. Minnesota at Detroit.
Divisional game, obviously. We'll see what that's like.
Washington at Dallas. Which John Norman awesome. versus Tony at this point. Yeah. Well, maybe Tony. Depends on who their quarterback is. And then we got Pittsburgh coming to town here.
And those games are always entertaining.
Nighttime game on Thanksgiving.
That'll be fun.
Shows we're getting some respect, finally. A little respect.
All right,
but it's Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh doesn't suck.
No, but they always beat you, so, like, it's not respect. It's
Week 13, Carolina at Seattle.
That's just a rivalry now. Yep. Right? That's probably the strongest in terms of current rivalries. You know, Bears-Packers is always, I mean, that is the rivalry of the NFC.
So he's not doing the dab anymore. I wonder what he's going to come out and do.
I don't know. I'll be excited to see how he looks. And Russell in his second year.
Are you making a jerk off?
Yeah, I was trying not to do that for the podcast, though.
I would say the people listening to us cannot see the motion.
That's why I did it, so they couldn't see. But
I was stopping.
Trying to keep it PG.
And then the Jim Prince Super Bowl, Buffalo at Oakland.
You know what? I'm going to be a bigger Buffalo fan because Rexy, Buddy's kid,
now has his brother
there. They should change the name, the Buffalo Ryans. Or the Buffalo Buddies. Ooh, I like that better, the Buffalo Buddies.
Week 14, Seattle at Green Bay.
Another big NFC. That's a big NFC thing for obvious reasons.
Week 15. Then we talk about Carolina and Seattle a lot. Carolina at Washington.
Yeah.
Josh Norman versus the whole
team. Yeah. Yeah. And they did everything they could to keep him.
Yeah.
You know? He just wasn't happy, I guess. And you go to the Redskins of all places.
Yeah. Week 16, Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
That's just a late rivalry. Baltimore had an off year. You know, I can't imagine if they're going to have another off year.
Yeah.
Flacco's got to step up, man. You're getting paid, bro.
Hopefully he's not getting hurt this year. He's coming off his ACL-MCL injury.
Yeah, that was late in the year, too.
We also have Denver at KC.
Another rivalry.
That could be for, you know, the division at that point.
That's how things go, right?
Week 17, Colts and Jags finish out the season. Bears and Vikings finish out the season.
Yeah, those are our highlights. And again, obviously, guys, we know that this is like July.
Hey. Something
things
look forward to.
Yeah, but games to start thinking about, start really getting everybody in the momentum of, hey, we're only 2 months away. So that being said, sorry, I have to laugh at
professionals.
I'm sorry, we have to laugh
at
snow. If you guys were actually watching us do this, it would be pretty hilarious.
Right.
We don't actually know what we're doing.
No.
All I know is
technology is awesome.
On the radio, and then all of a sudden, just stop recording.
Everything shut the fuck down.
It was just done. It was absolutely done.
I mean, I stopped recording also. You didn't get to hear it.
Great. So we're going to transition now into a new segment. Steve, you want to talk about it?
So, Jim, what I want to introduce is everybody's got, you know, halftime shows, whole nine yards. But what I want you to do at halftime now on in our show is I want you to give whoever needs it in the league, outside the league, in the office, the refs or whatever, I want you to give them some therapy.
Some locker room therapy?
I want you to give them some locker room therapy.
Okay. I think I can manage that, so... the back half of this episode, and again, if you couldn't tell, it's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, but the back end of this episode, we're going to talk a lot about these outrageous salaries that everyone's hearing about, and in the NBA, and et cetera, and we're going to tie it all back to the NFL, but what I want to just talk to, as far as therapy is concerned, is the NFL players, and you all know who you are. You've been tweeting. We've been reading. We've been reading, and I understand that that's why you tweet. And you want to get your opinions out there, and you want to, it's absurd that this guy's getting paid this, and all the different things. And I don't have any specifics, because I want to talk to the NFL players in general. I get what you do. I respect what you do. The only reason we're even sitting here is for what you do. But, seriously, shut the fuck up. We're talking millions of dollars that you're making.
Whiny little bitches.
And
I'm not going to go that far.
But and again, I understand everything, and we'll get into a lot of it. But Twitter is there for you to voice your opinions, but can you just have someone maybe check before you hit tweet? Because some of the stuff you guys are saying is ridiculous. And it makes it seem like, you know, Snow said, whiny. And I think that as us as fans, and me speaking as a fan, really, it deters what we respect about you.
What are they saying?
I mean, they're complaining. You know, they're complaining about, I can't believe so-and-so got this much money, and so-and-so is doing this, and so-and-so is getting that. And I mean, can we not just be happy and satisfied with the fact that a practice squad player is going to make more money than the three of us sitting here combined over the next 10 years?
To play a game.
To play a game that hopefully you love. And yeah, I understand it's your profession, and I get that it's a job, and you have to wake up, and you have to work at it, just like I have to wake up and work at my job, and Steve, you have to work at your job, and Snow, you have to work at yours. We're doing the same things, right? As fans, we're waking up, but we're doing it for far less money. So me hearing, or reading, I should say, all these tweets and stuff, it makes it seem like, okay, well, we've already talked. We went through the schedule, and we talked about all these games that we're excited about. And at least three times we talked about going to these games. It's not cheap to go to these games. And it's harder for us to make the money to do that.
I think it's $90 just to go to the Canton game.
$90 to a bullshit Hall of Fame game. Sorry, but bullshit Hall of Fame game? You know, we're talking about buying at least 30 tickets for our crew alone to go see the Bears and Colts game. Right?
Yeah.
We got buddies that I mentioned that are going to London to support the Colts in London. Yeah, they make a vacation out of it, but that's still more money.
Just to do that.
Right? And you're not getting the plane tickets, and you're obviously not getting the royalties for that, but, you know, I just, as a fan, I plead that,
please stop complaining about
money. Just stop complaining about the money that you're seeing. That's all I ask. I mean, and we'll get into details about what we're actually talking about, but my therapy is early on, and it's like the NFL went on hibernation. And then all of a sudden, there were some deals that got struck in a completely different league that has nothing to do with the NFL and the way it's set up. And all of a sudden, you start hearing from players that you wouldn't, you know, hear from necessarily. And some of it may be funny, but the only one I'm going to call out is Von Miller. He wants to play for the Warriors as well. And it's funny because he's the only, like, big name. I mean, he's a Super Bowl MVP that isn't on a deal yet, you know, talking about franchise tags or whatever. But, see, I want to transition right into, you know, quarter three. You know, the big news that broke this week had nothing to do with the NFL.
Everything
with sports, and that was Kevin Durant deciding to sign with the Golden State Warriors. Now,
2 years, $54 million.
It was 2 years, $54 million, and I want to talk.
Guaranteed money.
It was all guaranteed money, and I do want to slip this in real quick because we haven't talked about it yet. Which I think is funny that we didn't open it with it, but Andrew Luck, just a couple days prior to Kevin Durant announcing his defection from Oklahoma City.
Speaking of defection.
Andrew Luck decided to lock it down. And the Colts decided to lock him down. And he signs a record deal. And this is important for what we're getting ready to talk about. Is a record deal with the Colts to extend. Now, the number that everyone heard was like 140, I think.
Somewhere around that point.
Right, yeah. Around there for the next 5 years. But the reality of the NFL contracts are guaranteed money. And Andrew signed the highest guaranteed money in NFL history at $87 million. And that's important. So we just mentioned that Kevin Durant decides to defect and go to Golden State. And he's getting all kinds of just hate.
From everywhere,
right? He signed a two-year deal. I mean, Reggie Miller, who I know you respect a lot, and I did read his article, and I thought that of all the anti-Kevin Durant articles that I read, that was probably the best one because he could understand, hey, Kevin's leaving to go win a title. First of all, that's the assumption that everyone's making, but I think everyone assumed that the Warriors were going to win the title this year, so nothing's guaranteed anyway. But that's the assumption. He's leaving a small market team to go to win a title.
which Reggie had an opportunity to do a couple times in his career and decided not to do it. Played his entire 18 years here. So I was the only one that I would respect. Barkley, you're an idiot.
All right. So you forget that you demanded a trade from Philly to go to Phoenix, and then when you couldn't beat the Bulls, you decided that you wanted a trade to go play with Clyde and Hakeem to try to win a title, which you couldn't win a title anyway. So, no respect there. So, what I really want to get to is, why is Kevin Durant getting so much hatred for making a personal decision?
So, what nobody's really, like, talked about, and nobody knows, it's all speculative, is what's happened, obviously, with Durant's situation in OKC. They had a coaching change, and he got a lot out of them last year. They got all the way. They were 48 seconds away from winning a Western Conference against the Warriors.
Yep. And I understand all the flack that he's getting, but
my personal opinion with that, though, Kevin Durant, he's a quiet guy, man. He's never going to be a big, loud guy, and maybe he just doesn't want to be that front-running player with everybody.
No.
Maybe that's why he's doing it. I respect the decision. I'm not going to say he did anything wrong.
So, you know, and we're obviously going to tie this back to the NFL, so because it has to. So the debate has been coming up. When you're seeing these contracts that everyone's signing with the dollars, and we'll give you a little bit of just kind of knowledge if you haven't read all the articles.
We'll tie back into that KD super team situation.
Exactly. So NFL players are never going to get as much money as NBA players. You can throw baseball in there as well for a magnitude of different reasons. You know, one of the biggest reasons is just your size of the difference in the leagues. 1,600 employees, basically, for the NFL. A third of that in the NBA. Now, the way the NFL and
FYI,
the NBA
you read
works,
a great article on ESPN today.
I can't remember who the article was by, but he broke it down. And basically it was like, so regardless of how the NFL is making way more money than the NBA, we know that, but profit sharing breakdown essentially ends up being about $6 billion for the players in their salaries in the NFL, and then $2.6 billion for the NBA. But the fact that the NFL has 1,600 employees or players versus a third of that in the NBA, there's more money to go around per player. Now, why is that important? Well, the NBA, they play more games. They average longer season spans, right? So the NFL, the average player is about 3.5
years. But
they
make like $6 billion less in the NBA than the NFL, correct?
That's also because the owners make $6 billion more in the NFL than in the NBA. So if there's anyone that you really got to be upset with,
if you really look at it, it's almost down to half. If you're talking about, you know, we're talking about $13 billion industry in the NFL,
versus five,
and they're getting six, so they're virtually getting half of the profits as
both
players.
Are. They both are, and that's the crazy thing. But just to realize, you know, why I guess the point is why is the NFL never, like, NFL players never going to get as much as these other guys are. 82 games.
Complain about it on Twitter.
And they're going to complain about it on Twitter, right? And I understand that you can get hurt
and get nothing.
And get nothing in the NFL.
But that was in what you agreed on in the last contract.
And the only other piece I want to bring up with this, before we get into some fun, is the fact that in that same collective bargaining agreement, there was all these stipulations that the NFL Players Association just couldn't get passed through, right? One of the things that the article brought up was, you know, why is there no guarantee money, or is not as high guarantee money in the NFL than there is in the NBA or baseball? Well, it's because in the NBA, someone came out and said, you know what, if you don't give me this guarantee money, I'm not going to sign with you. And in the NFL, there's not been a player that has been able to have the balls to say that. Now, they thought that maybe Andrew Luck could have been that one player. Maybe Russell Wilson last year could have been that one player. But the problem is the franchise tag in the NFL. There's no franchise tag in the NBA. And then the franchise tag, essentially, the Colts could have had a contract that ran out on Andrew Luck but signed him for potentially another 3 years at still stupid money. Don't get me wrong. We're talking dumb, dumb money to the average American and the average fan. But the fact of the matter is, they don't get up and say, guarantee me this money or I'm going to walk away.
And in the NBA, that's happened. So that's guaranteed money. That's the reason why there's that there. And in the NFL, there's not. So the salaries are never going to be crazy. Kudos to Jim Irsay for slipping that contract in there right before the craziness happened in the NBA, where Timothy Mozgov is $66 million guaranteed money, more than Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, and Philip Rivers. Two of those guys, multiple Super Bowls.
So what you're saying is there's not going to be much of a podcast come 2020 when the Players Union goes on strike.
Yeah, they're going to have to fix some stuff in the NFL. The NBA?
But that's going
to
be a long process, especially with all this money flying around.
Oh, my God, it's insanity. And what I will argue about is this. NFL, be pissed at these NBA players, but no one should be more pissed than hockey players. Because I will say that hockey is a far more dangerous sport than the NFL is, and those fuckers play way more than 16 games.
And they have weapons.
And they have weapons. And they get to fight, and they get to do all this other stuff, so hockey players should be the ones that are pissed.
Be happy, Happy Gilmore.
Shut up, NFL.
Be happy, Happy Gilmore isn't in the league. He took a skate off and tried to stab somebody one time.
Exactly. So that was our whole take on this whole thing. But we want to end this on a kind of a happy and a fun note, right? Just talking about it, right? So
we talked about super teams,
right? Super teams in the NBA, and you know, which by the way have existed since the 60s.
So let's go back and look at a super team in the NBA real quick.
Okay, let's do that.
Bring it up.
Okay, so the 60s, the 8 championships in a row. Is that not a super team by the Celtics?
It was.
It was a super team, right?
And let's look at the Lakers.
The Lakers have done it three times.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys remember Lou Alcindor? He played for the Milwaukee Bucks. That same individual basketball player became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and played for the Lakers after he demanded a trade. He couldn't win a championship with Oscar Robertson. Went to the Lakers, teamed up with Jerry West, architect of getting Kevin Durant to the Warriors, by the way, and Elgin Baylor, and won 3 titles. It happens. We can say it as recently as the 80s.
Then they had Shaq. They had Kobe. They even pulled in Karl Malone, Gary Payton, and they didn't win a championship, but
super teams have existed forever. So what we thought we were going to do is create a princess
super team.
Super team. And there's probably going to be a little bit of debate between me and Steve, and that's fine, about who we would want.
Well,
especially like our fantasy
team. We really don't have Stephen A. and Skip Bayless anymore on First Take for debate. So
maybe
we're
going to take that
maybe
over.
Maybe we should try to step into that role there.
And this is going to be...
You're Skip Bayless, though.
Okay, well, I don't like Stephen A. either. Okay. Lesser of two evils, I guess. Although he's unemployed now. Maybe he's going to end up working at Fox or something.
Who does?
But anyway, what we're basically going to do is try to go through and create a fantasy football team completely off the cuff of current NFL players, if they have the ability to do so.
To make a super team.
To make a super team like they do in the NBA.
And we're not talking about fantasy drafts or whatever.
No,
we're talking about, like, if everybody in the league was a free agent and everybody could sign on one team.
The NBA has figured it out, so yeah. Steve Agger is here and figure it out too.
So
we're going to figure out how to do it.
Let's kick off with a quarterback.
You're going to start with a quarterback?
Let's kick it off with a quarterback. Might as well. It's the highest known position in the NFL.
So super team, who's your quarterback?
At this moment, man, that's going to be a tough one.
That's why
I can't believe
you started with that one.
Well, I mean, it's going to be tough, but I mean, there's only one other quarterback to pick for this position, Tom Brady. There's no other better quarterback in the league right now.
At 40, you're taking Brady.
Absolutely.
All right. Oh. And as your nemesis, and ironically, I'm going to take my nemesis and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Rodgers, if I'm starting a super team, he's the quarterback I want.
I think our running backs will probably agree on.
All right, so you got 4
I think
back.
We are.
How many running backs? We're doing 2 running backs.
So we're going to do it like a fantasy football team.
Yeah.
So we're going to pick 2 running backs. We're going to pick 2 receivers.
A tight end,
and then a flex player.
And then we're going to pick a defense just for shits and giggles.
So, Adrian Peterson.
Yep, no argument there.
Yeah, that's going to be an easy one. Who would be your second running back?
Le'Veon.
I 100% agree with you. Yeah. Hey,
I don't know of another running back.
Now, he's going to be suspended maybe for a couple games because he was...
I mean, let's just say they're not available.
I mean, Tom Brady's clearly not available in the first four games.
Tom Brady, I was going to say, Tom Brady may not be available either. But I can't think of another one besides Le'Veon that I would put in that category right now, which is kind of sad.
We're going to agree on wide receiver first thing, too, because as soon as I say this name, you're going to be like, yep.
Who is it?
Antonio Brown.
Yep.
That's an easy one. All right.
Hands down. And my second one would be Odell.
I agree with you on that one. I can't argue.
Aaron Rodgers and or Tom Brady throwing to Odell and Antonio Brown.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
You don't even need a running back at that point.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Here's a tough one. Tight end.
So I think the obvious answer used to be Jimmy Graham. I don't know if that's the obvious answer, but when you're talking super team, who's the best tight end in the league right now? That's a very hard question.
I was almost going to pick Jimmy Graham for my flex player.
Okay.
Just because of his wide receiving tight end ability.
Because I'm just thinking when Jimmy Graham was getting thrown the ball, when he was getting catching balls from Drew Brees in that kind of a system. Yeah, and then he goes into a system. Obviously, we know the shortfalls that happen in Seattle. That maybe they're going to address, maybe they're not. But I'm going to take, and I can't not even think of his name right now, so you're going to have to help me out. Tight end, used to play for the Broncos, now Jacksonville. It's
Julius Thomas.
So I was going to say Demaryius. I know it was
Julius Thomas.
So I'm actually going to take Julius Thomas.
I agree with that.
It's my pick for that position.
I agree with that. My flex player will be Jimmy Graham.
Okay, so my flex player is going to have to be a wide receiver. I'm going to go with... Oh, that's tough. I'm going to go with not Roddy White, but Julio Jones. Because I think, imagine a super team. So here's my team. I'll just recap it real quick. Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball to Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, and Antonio Brown, handing the ball off to Adrian Peterson.
And Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell with... Julius Thomas. I said it again. Julius Thomas is his tight end. I think as hard as the NFL works for parity, that's as close as you're going to get to a super team.
And obviously, there's five other guys on that offensive team that are blocking, doing a majority of the trench work.
Yep, absolutely.
So, don't want to leave those guys out, but we just don't know.
We don't know
any of those guys.
Yeah. We don't know enough about them.
We just know this league.
Those guys
requires a great offensive line. And if I would pick an offensive line, it would be the offensive line of the Cowboys, because obviously that somehow works.
Hands down, they have the best one. I mean, they have the best offensive line. And then for defense,
but they have Gumby for a quarterback, though. But you know, that's a whole other world.
And as far as defense is concerned, and obviously we know defense wins championships. We're not ignorant to that fact. Denver won the championship last year because of the defense. Carolina was as good as they were because they had the sick defense.
Yeah.
You know, any team that you think of that's in the upper echelon, not necessarily a super team, but in the upper echelon of the NFL, you lead by their defense.
Denver's defense is a super team.
Yeah, they really are.
Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware. I mean, their cornerbacks. Come on, dude. That's a super team already.
Agreed. And so, are we going to pick a defensive player, or are we going to pick
Pick a defense.
So, I personally, and the cliche is always obviously take Denver because they want it, and that's probably the right answer.
It is.
And as much as I dislike them, however, I like the style and the scheme
that Wakefield brought in. Yeah.
But
here's a good one. Who's your coach?
Who's going to coach the super team?
Who's going to coach all these egos together?
So Steve Kerr is going to do it. Well, he's doing it in the NBA. Although I think he's got, like, nicest guys that you could possibly have that are, like, sick good, right? None of those guys have egos. Draymond's probably the only one that's got an ego. NFL is a little bit different story. Go back to therapy session. NFL lessen up on those egos, guys, man, it would have to be Belichick.
Yep. All right.
I mean, it'd have to.
So we came down to virtually the same team minus the flex player.
And the quarterback.
And the quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it would be awesome and fun to talk about.
If anybody could actually draft that team as their fantasy team, we want at least 25%.
Yes, if you can figure that out, that's the team to draft.
Yeah, that's
literally the team to draft. So
maybe I'll get that in our league this year.
We're gonna try it. Yeah, we're definitely.
If there's only just you and me in the league, I might be able to pull it off.
Right. We're gonna run a 4-man fantasy team because we sure shit can't do any more than that because that is the league. So I just had a thought that I wanted to end with. I know that there's a lot of just noise out there and just a lot of stuff going on with the NBA. We talked a lot about the money and everything, but ultimately, our passion resides with the NFL, and we're clearly sports guys, so we pay attention to everything. Maybe not so much baseball.
I mean, what else is there to pay attention to right now?
And I will say that
we can talk about Jason Day. He's a golfer.
Yep, yeah, he is. We can talk about him. We can talk about the Cubs getting 7 All Stars. That's kind of a big deal. Although they've sucked it up the last few weeks, but. What I really want to just say about the NFL and what they do better, honestly, and this is the ultimate difference between when we compare it a lot to the NBA, is the parity in the NFL versus any other league, no matter what, right? We talk about different players and different how you go about free agency and draft and everything else. The NFL, every given year, you don't know who's going to win a division because it changes constantly. And maybe it's because there isn't that ability to have the super team formation, right? The NBA next year, there's going to be 5 teams that are going to be worth the shit watching out of 29. NFL, we're going to watch the Hall of Fame game. That means nothing. And that's the difference, right? So for fans, NFL wins all day, every day. The dollars.
Those summer league games might be fun to see, but
no,
they're not going to.
They don't care.
They're not going to have thousands of people, and there's going
to
be 100.
Do you pay attention to the NBA? When do you pay attention to the NBA? I pay attention to the NBA
come playoff time.
Right. In NFL, I mean, we literally earlier in this podcast talked about going to the Hall of Fame game. So, I guess the final message for me is, as fans, we get it, man. We're talking sick money, but we're all talking sick money. But the NFL's got the formula figured out to keep the fans interested from day one to the Super Bowl. And then after that, the longest offseason in professional sports belongs to the NFL. But yet, we pay attention more to that than anything else. This is all fun, and I keep picking on Timothy, getting his money, and there's plenty of other guys that are B-line players like that just suck that are getting paid, and that and I understand the frustration that comes down to it, but ultimately what it comes down to is who's making you more money. Who are the fans supporting the most? And it's our NFL teams.
And Jim wants to go ahead and just say, off the record, that if any NFL or NBA players want to come into his bank and let him open up some accounts for him, he'd be happy to, take care of him any way possible.
I am a plug. But, not a typical episode for us because I know that we veered away, but, I think it was important for us to just share our opinions about, what's going on, It is current and it's real. We can't wait till August 7th because that's the unofficial kickoff to preseason. And, then we can start talking about the debates.
Start talking about college football too, man.
Yeah, we can start bringing that up into it and a lot of other things. So we'll probably drop at least one more episode before we get closer. But, we want to keep...
This is July now, dude.
Yeah, we want to keep you guys interested. And,
we are 30-some odd days away, man.
Yeah, we're right there. So, again, appreciate everyone's time. We want to give another shout out to Bubba's 33, who's going to let us apparently be a big part of their draft parties. So if you guys are looking for a place to book a draft party for your fantasy teams.
And apparently they have Pint Night here on Tuesdays. It's $3.50 pints.
Yep. Come check it out. Check them out. We're going to be a big part of that, which we're super excited about. They approached us, so that means we're getting some traction out there. So big shout out to Bubba's 33. More to come on that. But you know what? Steve, you got anything else you want to throw on before we drop the mic?
What's the last thing you usually say for episode?
All I'm saying is, man, Brent says, bear down.